had someone say, you know, I do appointments for prayer, and I had someone say, I'm just afraid to come to you that God's going to show you something. And I said, you know, the Lord only shows me the good things. He shows me who you're supposed to be. And that's how I pray. So that thought came to mind, so I thought I'd tell you that. Yes. You may not have been worried about that, but somebody else might need to hear it. So. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. The Lord heard you. When you cried out to him in the night, he heard you. And he came quickly to you. And he's still coming quickly to you. Your voice is familiar to him. He's been listening for you for a long time. So when you raised your voice, he came quickly because he was listening for you, listening for your voice. And he's so delighted that you cried out to him. And because you have a special place, you've been created for a special, I hate to say job, calling. That sounds better. You have. You carry an anointing that he put on you before you were born. Amen. He saved it for you. And before you were born, he whispered in your ear, it might be a rough start, but it's going to be worth it, so hang in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's why you knew to cry out to him when you did. And it's not like I'm seeing anything. I just hear the words, so I'm just saying them. So I don't know what I'm saying, but... And that's why he came quickly to you. Yeah. You've always had a special place in his heart. And he's going to make the enemy pay for what he tried to do to take you out.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yes. So the very thing he meant for evil, the Lord's going to turn for good. Mm-hmm. So I bless you. And you're one of the ones the Lord's lifting your head. He's saying, don't be disqualified. That's not coming from me. So I bless you with the things that come hard. I bless you with the things that come easy. I bless you to grow in that anointing the Lord has for you. Because it comes from connecting with him. And you got that one down. Mm-hmm. So just keep going to him. Mm-hmm. Even if it gets hard and even if you don't understand. Sometimes he'll tell you, you know, what you don't understand. And sometimes he won't. So speaks the voice of experience. But you continue on and you continue to proclaim his goodness, and he gives you the strength to do that. So I bless you to walk in your calling. I bless you to be the woman of God that you were called to be, and to lift your head and to know that he has clothed you in the arrayment of heaven. Garments of heaven. He's clothed you in that. And that's what he sees when he looks at you. He sees his delight. You are his delight. Hope that wasn't too bad. Too nerve-wracking.